falls, wearing dreams on his whistle.
American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences, and then write the answers to the questions. Number 1. Length. Length. The length on my new pants is just right. The length on my new pants is just right. How is the length on your new pants? The length on my new pants is just right. Number 2. Dressing room. Dressing room. There are two mirrors in that dressing room. There are two mirrors in that dressing room. How many mirrors are there in that dressing room? There are two mirrors in that dressing room. Number 3. Size. Size. My dad wears a size 16 shirt. My dad wears a size 16 shirt. What size shirt does your dad wear? He wears a size 16. Number 4. Fit. Fit. These jeans are too tight. They don't fit. These jeans are too tight. They don't fit. Do your jeans fit? No, they don't fit. They're too tight. Number 5. Bargain. Bargain. Jason's jean shop has a lot of bargains this week. Jason's jean shop has a lot of bargains this week. Does Jason's jean shop have a lot of bargains this week? Yes, they have a lot of bargains this week. Number 6. Try on. Try on. I need to try on these shoes. I want to make sure they fit right. I need to try on these shoes. I want to make sure they fit right. What do you need to do? I need to try on these shoes. Number 7. Amounts to. Amounts to. Your bill amounts to $44.50. Your bill amounts to $44.50. What does the bill amount to? It amounts to $44.50. Number 8. Tax. Tax. The sales tax increased the price of this hat by 88 cents. The sales tax increased the price of this hat by 88 cents. Why did the price increase? It increased because of the sales tax. Number 9. Off. Off. The sweaters at Dorothy's are $3 off. The sweaters at Dorothy's are $3 off. How much are the sweaters at Dorothy's? They're $3 off. Number 10, free. Free. When John visited the bank, they gave him a free pen. When John visited the bank, they gave him a free pen. Did John pay for the pen? No, it was free. Number 11. Less. Less. Larry paid less for that shirt and those pants than I paid for this shirt. Larry paid less for that shirt and those pants than I paid for this shirt. Did Larry pay more for his shirt and pants than I paid for my shirt? No, he didn't. He paid less. Number 12. Bargain. Bargain. Ellen likes garage sales because she can bargain with the people. Ellen likes garage sales because she can bargain with the people. Why does Ellen like garage sales? She likes them because she can bargain with the people. Number 13, fabric. Fabric. This is a cotton fabric, not a wool fabric. This is a cotton fabric, not a wool fabric. What kind of fabric is it? It's a cotton fabric. Number 14, item. Item. Leeds Department Store has many items on sale this week. Leeds Department Store has many items on sale this week. What does Leeds have on sale? They have many items on sale this week. Number 15, sale. Sale. Mike's Shoes has a sale every Friday. Mike's Shoes has a sale every Friday. Does Mike's Shoes ever have a sale? Yes, they have a sale every Friday. Number 16, amount. Amount. Terry spent a large amount of money at the mall yesterday. Terry spent a large amount of money at the mall yesterday. How much did Terry spend at the mall? She spent a large amount of money at the mall.
Look at Figure 2. Complete the exercise like the example. Example, Fred drives a taxi. He's a... Right, taxi driver. Complete the rest of the sentences. Number 1. Ted plays soccer. He's a... Number 2. Fred drives a bus. He's a... Number 3. The Carsons manage those apartments. They're the... Number 4. Mr. Salazar teaches Spanish. He's a... Number 5. Jill writes for the newspaper. She's a... Number 6. Peter paints houses. He's a... Let's check your answers. Number 1 is, he's a soccer player. Repeat, he's a soccer player. Number 2 is, he's a bus driver. Repeat, he's a bus driver. Number 3 is, they're the apartment managers. Repeat, they're the apartment managers. Number 4 is, he's a Spanish teacher. Repeat, he's a Spanish teacher. Number 5 is, she's a newspaper writer. Repeat, she's a newspaper writer. Number 6 is, he's a house painter. Repeat, he's a house painter.
Look at figure 3. Listen to a paragraph and write the topic. Number 1. When you shop at the BX, you usually find a lot of bargains. You also do not have to pay any tax when you shop there. The only problem is that you must be in the military or part of the family of a military person to shop there. But if you can shop at the BX, you'll save money. The topic is shopping at the BX. Listen to the next paragraph and then write the topic. Number 2. Dr. Starr is a very busy doctor. He sees about 25 patients every day. He starts his day at the hospital. He checks on the patients he has there, and then he goes to his office. He sees patients until about 12:30. Then he stops for lunch. After lunch, he sees patients until about 5:45. Then he goes back to the hospital before he goes home. The topic is Dr. Starr's day. Listen to the next paragraph and then write the topic. The new movie in town is very entertaining. My friends and I laughed during the whole thing. I thought it might be boring from the title, but I was wrong. I want to see it again next weekend with my sister. I will recommend this movie to all my family and friends. The topic is the new movie in town. Look at figure 4. Listen to a paragraph. Write in the missing words. You will hear the paragraph twice. This is Mike's last year of high school. He graduates in May. He has decided to go to a college in New York. He will be taking business courses. He will be a long way from home, but he's sure he will get a good job when he graduates from college. His college is one of the best in the whole country. This is Mike's last year of high school. He graduates in May. He has decided to go to a college in New York. He will be taking business courses. He will be a long way from home, but he's sure he will get a good job when he graduates from college. His college is one of the best in the whole country. Let's look at what you wrote. The first word is year, Y-E-A-R. The second is graduates, G-R-A-D-U-A-T-E-S. The next is decided, D-E-C-I-D-E-D. The fourth is college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E. The next is taking, T-A-K-I-N-G. The next word is long, L-O-N-G. The seventh word is he's, H-E apostrophe S. The next word is good, G-O-O-D. The next is from, F-R-O-M. And the last is whole, W-H-O-L-E. Now, look at figure 5. Listen to a dialogue and write in the missing words. You will hear the dialogue twice. I'm not feeling well today. I think I'll call the doctor.
This is Dr. Smith's office. May I help you?
Yes, this is Jeremy Burns. I'm not feeling well. May I speak to Dr. Smith, please?
Dr. Smith is with a patient. Let me get the nurse.
Hello, Jeremy. This is Mrs. Barton. What's the matter?
Well, I have a headache, an earache, and a cough.
Do you have any fever?
Well, I have a slight fever.
You'd better come in and see Dr. Smith. How about 10:30 this morning?
That'll be fine, Miss Barton. I'll see you then. I'm not feeling well today. I think I'll call the doctor.
This is Dr. Smith's office. May I help you?
Yes, this is Jeremy Burns. I'm not feeling well. May I speak to Dr. Smith, please?
Dr. Smith is with a patient. Let me get the nurse.
Hello, Jeremy. This is Mrs. Barton. What's the matter?
Well, I have a headache, an earache, and a cough.
Do you have any fever?
Well, I have a slight fever.
You'd better come in and see Dr. Smith. How about 10:30 this morning?
That'll be fine, Miss Barton. I'll see you then. Let's take a look at your answers. The first one is well. W-E-L-L. The second word is I'll. I apostrophe L-L. The next one is doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R. The next word is office. O-F-F-I-C-E. The fifth word is well. W-E-L-L. The next one is speak. S-P-E-A-K. The seventh word is patient. P-A-T-I-E-N-T. The next one is matter. M-A-T-T-E-R. And the next one is headache. H-E-A-D-A-C-H. E. The tenth word is fever. F-E-V-E-R. The next one is have. H-A-V-E. And the next word is see. S-E-E. The next one is 10:30. T-E-N-T-H-I-R-T-Y. And the last one is I'll. I apostrophe L-L. This is the end of tape 3B, book 13.
It's so sweet and tender.